Today we are learning lesson number 36, where we will find out that the earth becomes dry. We're finishing today topic one, the Mabul. We're in Sefer Breishis, Perek Ches, chapter 8, Psukim Yud Aleph through Yud Dalid, Psukim 11 through 14. In the Simonim Tanakh, we're on page 11. Vatavo elov hayonali eserev, hine alezais torof bifiha. Vayeda noach ki kalu hamayime al hoorets. Vayi yochel o chivas yomim acherim. Vayishalach es hayonov lo yosvo shuve lovod. Vayehi. Beachas vishesh meos shono. Barishon be'echod lachodesh chorvu hamayim me'al ha'aretz. Vayosar noach es michsei ha'teva vayar. V'hinei chorvu p'nei ha'adama. Uvachodesh ha'sheni b'shiva v'esrim yom. V'esrim yom lachodesh yavisha ha'aretz. Which now puts us at the fourth aliyah. Notice on the margin next to Pasuk 13, we have now moved into the year 1657 of creation. Let's look at Pasuk Yud Aleph again. Vatavo elov hayonali eser evine alezais torof bifiha. Vayeda noach ki kalu hamayim al haaretz. Vayi yochel od shivas yomim acherim. Vayishalach es hayona v'lo yosva shuv elov od. Vayehi b'achas v'sheish meyos shana. Barishon b'echod lachodesh korvu amayim me'al haaretz. Vayosar noach es michzei ha'teva vayar. V'hinei chorvu p'nei ha'adama. Uvachodesh ha'sheni b'shiva v'esrim yom lachodesh yavisha haaretz. Let's take a look at Pasuk Yud Aleph. Noah had sent the raven out a second time. You should be aware that many commentaries say that although all the living entities perished, that's what the Torah says when the flood happens, the living entities, however, some vegetation survived. Not all the plants were destroyed, and this will now make the next pasuk understandable. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vatovo, a love, Hayona, and the dove came to him, Le'es, at the time erev of evening. V'hine, and behold, Alezayis, a leaf of Azayis, of an olive tree, Taraf, was ripped, Bifia, in its beak. While the Torah is going into great detail to tell us that it was ripped to show that it was fresh from a tree, not a twig or a leaf that was floating on the water. But you could tell it was freshly ripped. That means the vegetation now was visible on the earth. And that's what the Pasuk now says. Vayeda Noach, and Noach knew, kikalu hamayim, for the water had become lighter. Me'al ha'aretz, from the earth, as now vegetation can be seen. So now, this is on the 24th of Av. So in Pasuk Yud Beis, still not ready to go out into the world. So vayiyochel od. And Noach vayiyochel waited, owed additionally, shivas yomim acherim, another 7 days. We're now the first day of Elul. Vayishalach es hayon, and he sends the raven out for the third time. And this time, v'lo yosva shuv, a love owed, v'lo yosva, and it did not again shuv return a love to him owed again. It did not continue to return to him again. It had now enough dry enough land that he need not return for a bird, but it's still not going to be time yet for mankind to come out. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Now there's a 30-day waiting period again. Vayehi, and it was Be'achas, in the first, V'sheish Meos, and 600 Shana year, in the 601st year of Noach's life. Barishon, in the first month, Be'echad l'chodesh, on the first day of the month. This is the first day of Tishrei. Remember, before the Torah was given to the Jews and they left Egypt, the months were calculated from creation, which was Tishrei. And that's why Tishrei will be called the first month, although later on in Sefer Shmos, Nisan will be called the first month. So it really is the Rosh Hashanah, as it were, literally the Rosh Hashanah. It's a new year of creation. So what happens on that 601st year, on the first day of Tishrei, Chorvu Hamayim Me'al Ha'aretz, the earth dried Me'al from the top surface of the earth, meaning to say the earth, when the top level was dry, but it was still muddy. Vayosar Noach es michsei ha'teva, vayosar, and Noach removed es michsei, the cover of the teva. In other words, he took off the entire roof because he understood that the atmospheric conditions must be good by now. Vayar, and he saw indeed what was there. Vine chorvu pnei adama, and indeed the surface, the face of the earth had dried up, but it was still muddy on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So therefore he waits more. Yud Zayin, uvachodesh hasheni, and in the second month, back to the month of Cheshvan, Beshiva in the 7th, Vestrim in the 20th Yom, on the 27th day of the month, Yav Shah Haaretz, the earth was completely dry, there was no remnant of liquid, and we see that the Mabul that began in this very same month, on the 17th, now had been, Noah had been in the ark for 1 year and 11 days, one Jewish year and 11 days, which makes it a solar year of 365 days. Noach now is waiting for instructions for Hashem. He will not go on his own to leave the Teva. God told him to go in, and he knows Derech Eretz means you only go out when you are told as well. Pasuk Yud Aleph, again. Vatavo elav hayonali eser evine alezayis torof bifiha vayeda noach ki kalu hamayim me'al haaretz vayiyochel od shivas yomim acherim vayishalach es hayonav lo yasva shuv elav od vayehi b'achas v'sheish me'als shana barishon be'echod lachodesh chorvu hamayim me'al haaretz Vayosar Noach es michsei ha'teva vayar v'nei chorvu p'neihu adoma uvachodesh ha'sheni b'shiva v'esrim yom lachodesh yavisha ha'aretz. Let's take a look at the questions. Question number one. Targum translate the word le'es. Le'es means at the time. 2. Mosai Chazar Hayona. When did the dove return Lateva to the ark? Kisheshocha Noach min Hateva b'vam Shenia. When Noach sent it from the ark the second time, 7 days. Well, it returned immediately, but it was 7 days after Noach had sent it. But it returned immediately. But to be more precise, it returned le'es erev. 3. Aman Nemar. On what is said le'es erev? At the time of evening, that's when the raven returned. 4. Im machazra hayona, what did the yona return with? Lateva to the ark. Kisheshocha Noach min hateva, when Noach sent it from the ark, bepam shni, the second time, it returned with an ale zayis toraf befiv. Which question 5, targum ale, translated ale, means a leaf. 6, zayis, of an olive tree. 7, targum toraf, which means ripped off, meaning it was a fresh olive leaf. 8. Eifo hoisa aliyah zayis. Where was this olive leaf? Shaba chazre yona, that the dove returned Lateva to the ark. Kisheshocha Noach min Hateva pashni, when Noach sent him out a second time. Where was this olive leaf? It was in the mouth of the dove. 9. Mayada Noach. What did Noach now know? Acharei shechazre yona, not that the dove returned. They loved to him, but pam shnia, the second time, im alei zayis befiv, with the olive leaf in its mouth, he learned ki kalu hamayim, that the water was now lighter. It wasn't so much of it on the earth. Ten al ezes man, for which time nemar does the Torah refer to? Is it saying vayeda noach ki kalu hamayim me'al haaretz? It's referring to the time after the dove came back with the Alei Zayas in its mouth. That's the time when Noach knew that the water had become lighter. 11. Targem Vayeyochel. Translate that word. It means he waited. 12. Kama zman himtim Noach. How long did Noach wait? Acharei sheshachas hayona min hateva b'pam hashnia. How long did he wait after the second time he sent the dove? He waited another 7 days. 13. Sheva yamim acharei sheshach yonas hayona min hateva b'pam hashnia. 7 days after Noach sent the dove out the second time, ma asah, he sent it away. This after the second time, after the next 7 days. 14. Kishenoach shalach as yodim in atev v'arashlishi. When Noach sent it away the third time, makara, what happened? The dove did not return. 15. Targem the word yosva. Yosva means again. 16. Alma, about what? Val masayin, about when? And when? Nemar, does it say v'lo yosva shuve lavot? So it's talking about the dove. When, after it was sent away, it did not return back again. 17. Ben kama hayenoch. How old was Noach? Kishapasach es michse hateva. When he uncovered the covering of the ark, he was 601 years old. 18. Be'eze yom. On which day, le'eze chodesh, on which month, pasach Noach es michse hateva, did Noach open up the covering of the ark? The first day of the first month, which was Tishrei, which was Rosh Hashanah. 19. Kishenoach pasach es michse hateva, when Noach opened up the cover of the teva mara, what did he see? He saw chorva pnei adama, that the face of the earth was dry, yet muddy. 20. Haim miyad kishelo chazer yona, did immediately after the raven did not come back. Acharei sheshach Noach b'pam shlishish, after Noach sent it the third time, and the raven did not come back, did he immediately pasach Noach es michse? Did Noach immediately uncover the cover of the deva of the ark? The answer is no. 21. Le'erach kamazman. How much time was it? Achareish lochaser yonah, when the dove did not return. Achareish shoch Noach b'pam shlishis, after Noach sent it the third time. Pasach Noach es michse ateva. Did Noach open up the cover of the ark? How long was it? 30 days. 22. Be'ez yom, on which day, le'ez chodesh, on which month, yavshu shetach ha'el yom, did the upper area of dry up, shallow arts of the earth, achra mabel, after the mabel, when was it that the upper area was dry, that was the first of Tishrei? 23. Kishenoach pasach asmich se'atev, when Noach opened up the cover of the ark, ha'im hoya kvar nitan latzis min ha'atev, was a person able to leave the ark? No, that would not be possible yet, it was too muddy. 24. Kishenoach pasach es michse hateva, when he opened up the ark. Lama dain lohaya nitin latzis min hateva. Why didn't he go out from the ark? Because it was too muddy. 25. Ha'im be'echad l'chodesh harishon. If was it that by the first day of the month, of the first month, kfar yov sharetz legarmi min amabel, was the earth totally covered from the flood? Totally dried up from the flood? No. 26. Be'ezi yom, on which day, le'ezi chodesh, on which month, yavsha kol omek aretz achrei mabel, did the entire depth of the earth become dry, totally dry, on the 27th day of the second month, which was Cheshvan. 27. Let's see kumin conclusion. Kamaz man haya, how long was it? Mitchilas yiridus gash gishmei amabel, was it from the beginning of the rain falling, at sheyavsha aretz, until the earth dry totally? It was one Jewish lunar year plus 11 days, which was one complete solar year. Please remember, we're still going to be reviewing a chart after we read the Psukim for the fourth time. Pasuk Yud. Vayochel od shivas yomim acherim vayosef shalach es hayona min hateva vatavo elav hayona li eser evinei. Alei zayis torof bifiho vayeda noach ki kalu amay me'al oretz. Vayiyochel od shivas yomim acherim vayishalach es hayonav lo yosfa shuve lavod vayehi biachas v'sheish me'o shana barishon be'echod lachodesh charvu amayim me'al oretz vayosar noach es michse hateva vayar v'nei charvu p'neo adama uvachodesh hasheni b'shiva v'esrim yom lachodesh Yavisha Haaretz. Now I have a chart next to the PDF that goes through the timeline of the Mabul that I think will be quite helpful. So let's go through it together. Moving on it from left to right, it gives you the date, the time that elapsed from the Mabul, and the events that occurred at that time. So the Mabul began on the second month. Remember, the months were beginning to count from Tishrei. So Cheshvan's the second month. On the seventh day of the month, no time has elapsed. The flood begins from with the skies opening and the springs below splitting open. That went on for 40 days until the 27th day of the third month, which is Kislev. At that 40th day, finally, the heavy rain stopped. The surge still continues as the water's moving around. The water level at this point is 15 amos from the highest mountaintops. And at this point, a change takes place where the water level begins to drop, although Noach's not aware of it, because since he's 15 amos higher than any mountaintop, he doesn't realize if things are going higher or lower, because there's no horizon, there's nothing on the horizon for him to gauge it against. 110 days pass. Finally, on the seventh day of Nisan, which is the seventh month from Tishrei, the Teva rests on Mount Ararat, and that means that 10 amos of the Teva, which were still submerged in water, but now has hit the top of Mount Ararat, 20 amos of the Teva are above water now. 73 days later, on the first of Tammuz, which is the 10th month, the mountaintops are now visible. That means that the water level dropped 10 amos. So now Noah could see Mount Ararat as the Teva is touching it. 40 days later, on the 10th of Av, in the 11th month, Noah opens up the window and sends out the raven, who's to check the climate conditions. And the raven just circles around and does not do its job. 7 days later, on the 17th of Av, Noach sends out the dove for the first time, but returns because it had no way to find any dry land. Noach waits another 7 days till the 24th of Av. He sends the dove out the second time. This time it returns in the evening with an olive branch. Noach waits 7 more days till the first day of Elul, which is the 12th month, and Noach sends out the dove for the third time, and this time it does not return. 30 days later, on the first of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Noach takes off the cover of the Teva. The earth is still muddy. Noach waits another 57 days till the 27th of Cheshvan. The earth is totally dry. An entire solar year has passed from the beginning. As we would say, a judgment of Gehenim on the world was totally judged. Noach, any Rishayim, were judged as well. It's a rebirth, a renewal of the world, a new Rosh Hashanah, a new beginning. We've now ended the first topic of this section of Parshas Noach of the Mabul. Please spend 15 minutes to review what you've learned today. 15 minutes to review lessons 32 through 35. Tomorrow we begin a new topic.